We are approaching the 50th anniversary of a classic American oration. It was one of the most pathetic public appearances ever made by a public figure. It was also one of the most successful political speeches ever uttered.
I come before you tonight as a candidate for the vice presidency and as a man whose honesty and integrity has been questioned.
When Richard Nixon faced the nation on September 23, 1952, he was the rather sallow-faced young senator from California whom a smiling war hero, General Dwight D. Eisenhower, had been persuaded to accept as his running mate. Mr. Nixon had been charged with accepting $18,000 from a group of businessmen. He explained that it was a fund for legitimate political expenses not covered by his Senate salary. An independent audit upheld that. Most senators of both parties had similar funds. But after that coherent defense, Richard Nixon bared his private life to save his public skin. He reminded the American public that his family, like many during the Depression, had been of humble means, and that he could afford only a 1950 Oldsmobile and what he called a respectable Republican cloth coat for Mrs. Nixon. Most famously, Mr. Nixon twisted the charges against his ethics into a campaign to make his children cry.
One other thing I probably should tell you, because if I don't, they'll probably be saying this about me, too. We did get something, a gift, after the election. A man down in Texas heard Pat on the radio mention the fact that our two youngsters would like to have a dog. And believe it or not, the day before we left on this campaign trip, we got a message from the Union Station in Baltimore saying they had a package for us. We went down to get it. You know what it was? It was a little Cocker Spaniel dog in a crate that he'd sent all the way from Texas. Black and white, spotted. And our little girl, Tricia, the six-year-old, named it Checkers. And you know, the kids, like all kids, love the dog. And I just want to say this right now, that regardless of what they say about it, we're going to keep him.
The speech made critics, commentators, and other politicians squirm. But the American public rallied to embrace him. General Eisenhower, who had been hoping that Richard Nixon would gracefully resign from the ticket, was outmaneuvered. Checkers, checkmate. And ever since, every public figure who's been accused of some impropriety has had a low standard to inspire him or her. Love me, or the dog and kids get it.
He can't take a goldfish for a walk. How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy's for sale.